This is certainly a big day for D.C. chefs and the local restaurant scene. Washington's first ever Michelin Guide came out just a bit ago. And joining us live is Michael Ellis, the international director for the Michelin Guide. Michael, thanks for joining us. Big day here for everyone. Thanks for coming on WTOP.
It's my pleasure. It's an exciting day for us as well.
Well, the most important question right out of the box, did any of the D.C. restaurants earn that coveted three-star rating?
For this first edition of the Michelin Guide to Washington, D.C., we were not able to get a unanimous decision for three stars, but we did find three two-stars and nine one-star restaurants, which really shows that Washington, D.C. Punches above its weight. So I think it's a great start to the introduction to the guide for D.C.
It sure is. Which D.C. chefs have the big two-star bragging rights today?
Well, we made an exception to when we first had announced that we were going to be arriving at a press conference back in May. We held back in May. We said that for resource issues, we were going to limit the selection to the D.C. metropolitan area. That was our intention. But when we looked at the Inn at Little Washington, Patrick O'Connell's iconic restaurant and inn that had been there since 1978, we really felt that it was such an exceptional place that we would make an exception. So he is the Inn at Little Washington, two stars, a fantastic place, and the only exception to the RDC rule. We also had a really extremely talented young chef, Aaron Silverman, with Pineapple and Pearls, which has been open about a year, but he's doing some incredible food, mixing a wide range of influences, whether it's from Japanese to Southern barbecue. It's really an exquisite restaurant. Aaron won a star with Rose's Luxury as well, so he's a very talented chef.
Mm-hmm.
Everyone knows, I think, Jose Andreas. He's got many restaurants in D.C., and his mini bar also achieved two stars. So it's really it confirms that Washington has really earned its place as a dining destination in the U.S. today.
Just curious, if you made the exception for the Inn at Little Washington, will other restaurants in the suburbs be able to crack their way in?
Absolutely. This is as our first edition. You know, we, like any organization, we don't have unlimited resources, so we had to. And we are launching four new guides this year. In addition to Washington, D.C., we launched Singapore in July, Shanghai in September, and we'll be launching Seoul, Korea in November. So we do try to marshal our resources as efficiently as possible. But now most of the heavy lifting has been done for the D.C. area for this year. All of the we've shaken all the trees pretty well. So. We're definitely going to be moving outside into Virginia, into the Maryland suburbs, starting next year.
Excellent, Michael. Great to have you. Thanks for joining us. We're so proud of all our chefs, and our foodies in the newsroom are very excited to get out and try these places. Thanks so much.
Great. My pleasure. Thank you.
We appreciate it. Michael Ellis, the international director for the Michelin Guide.